What do you think of the fake shop fronts that have popped up across the country in a big bid to mask empty units? This is where they put fake shop fronts on the front of units which are actually empty. Probably no bad thing, except let's have a look at how much it cost. £190,000 over the last 6 years. Commentators Heidi McAlpin and Jeffrey Peel with us this morning. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Stephen, and congratulations on the weight loss.
I don't, because I'm still very, 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 very fat. But let's look at this. Let's look at this. You know, I wonder, is this a story over nothing? 6 years, 190 grand? Is that bad, Jeffrey?
Well, my objection to them is I think they're as ugly as the shop fronts that they're trying to cover. You know, there's in Lisburn we have derelict shops with weeds growing out the roof. And even if you put some pretty hoarding across the front, the likelihood is either it'll blow off and it doesn't do anything about the weeds growing out of the roof. But it's kind of symptomatic of, you know, the thinking of local councils. You know, they like to cover up problems rather than address the real issues. And the real issue is the fact that, you know, we haven't had adequate and appropriate thinking about how town centres should be developed. Excessive dependence on the retail sector, not enough focus on trying to get mixed-use development into town centres. And I think that's the councillors' problems. And they're covering up the rotten teeth of the dereliction at the heart of our town centres, which has been caused in no short part by themselves.
I do agree with Jeff that there needs to be a very serious debate about the future of the high street, because by osmosis it is changing and it's never going to be the way it used to be. But I don't agree with him whenever he says that they are uglier than the broken teeth of the high street, because of course they're not uglier. They are actually bittersweet and they are a shop front in our modern times, but the alternative is much uglier. Whenever I go up and down the Newtonards Road, the lower Newtonards Road has got these new shop fronts, but then you drive a bit further on and you've got balaclavaed men on gable end walls, which to me is abhorrent, but empty and boarded up and bricked up shop fronts, they could also attract squatters and vandals. So at the very least, you're securing these units for future use if the economy picks up or if we are able to come up with imaginative uses for the units. But in the meantime, I'd much rather look at a photograph or a painting of a yesteryear shop or how it could look if things were better than concrete blocks.
Yeah, but it's kind of masking the truth, masking the reality, isn't it? You just wonder that if they were to leave these shops empty and if they were to leave them looking like they actually are, which is, you know, a sign of the tough times and therefore something needs to be done, maybe something would be done quicker. Maybe there would be a rates reduction. Maybe there would be an initiative within local councils. It's nearly like papering over the cracks.
The two can work hand in hand. They're two different arguments. I am quite sure, I'd like to think that Stormont Executive is working together with the councils to work on better system of rates. That's a different argument. In the meantime, there will be no quick fix solutions for these empty units. So try to make them look as attractive, with a small a, as possible. It is bittersweet, as I say, and it is symptomatic of what's going on. It is, you can say it's covering up the cracks, but what is the alternative? You do look at them and think, oh, well, that's quite sad because that used to be or could be a nice shop, and in the meantime it's empty. I know it's empty. I know it's ugly, but at least I don't have to look at something that's aesthetically unpleasing in the interim.
But wouldn't it be much more sensible, though, if the council say, well, let's have a moratorium on rates for retail use in town centres?
But that's why you have these pop-up outlets Jeff.
Let's say, right, the reason that these units are empty is all about rates. It's all about the fact that as soon as a retail organisation takes over a lease on a retail property, suddenly they're hit for rates. And of course, it's unaffordable. The biggest retailer in Northern Ireland now only has one retail outlet, Chain Reaction Cycles, and that's indicative of how everything is changing. We do not need retail at the centre of towns any longer. What we need is the heart and soul residential development, mixed use, a more cafe society, and of course the people who occupy the council buildings are the people who are least qualified to be able to create that type of society. They're closed-minded. They're focused on the one thing that can derive revenue for them, and that is retail.
Oh, yeah, they're looking at a short-term solution that has no long-term longevity, absolutely. And I think that there should be a big consortium, a think tank, a proper professional think tank of people to talk about the future, a bit like Mary Portis tried to do on a national television series. There is going to be a fundamental change in how we use and interact with our high street. It will become more leisure. It will serve services that you can't get online. For example, yes, Cafe Society, leisure, arts, perhaps indeed hairdressers, a few convenience stores for, you know, a quick dash in and out in the office or at the weekend. But it's going to change fundamentally because you do shop online. You're not going to spend as much money online as you are on the high street. And we're just going to have to deal with that as a society. It is going to evolve. Future generations are going to look back and go, oh, how quaint. People used to go into town and buy clothes and buy books and buy LPs, whatever they are, or CDs, whatever they are. And they're going to look back and think, God, that's how we used to live. The Ulster Folk Museum will probably have fake shop fronts on fake streets showing how we lived in the early 21st century. We're living in changing times, and we're unfortunately having to go through it now, and it is painful. But it's a reality.
Okay.
I think we should have a Northern Ireland-wide competition to vote for your favourite fake shop front. They could even do postcards with, you know, quadrants.
Tell you what, you just cut to the chase, and government could have a serious look at how we start getting these shops filled up again. How we start encouraging entrepreneurship, something that's really going to fundamentally make a difference. And I know there have been some initiatives from Stormont about rates, and there have been some initiatives about for business, but something radical, Geoffrey, that would really make a fundamental difference. It's scary. You go down into Royal Avenue these days. I don't usually go into Royal Avenue for some reason, and I've been in it a couple of times over the last few weeks, and I was gobsmacked at the amount of shops to let empty in our major city centre. It's astonishing, actually.
It's a real crisis, And unfortunately, yeah, okay, it might make the place look a bit prettier when the guys with their padded shorts are cycling around Northern Ireland. But the fact is, we need to make some fundamental decisions. And I'm sorry, but the councillors are not grappling with this issue because they're not capable of grappling with the issue. They don't know what it's like to run a small business or run a retail operation and be saddled with the amount of rates that these retailers are saddled with. It's about rethinking what the town centre is all about, and unfortunately nothing is happening, and it's sickening. You know, I live in a town, Lisburn, which is dying. It's dying, and nothing is being done about it apart from a few fake hoardings.
Well, I think we're on the same wavelength here that there needs to be a serious discussion about this. There's no point in encouraging entrepreneurs and independent shop owners to come and open up in the city centre when people will still walk past or not come in and not buy things in their shop. There's just no point in doing that because you're just saddling them with, you know, a business that is doomed to failure. You just need to rethink in big, aspirational, imaginative ways how we're going to reuse the city centres and the town centres. I think you remember that artist Christo who wrapped empty buildings with pink fabric? He wrapped the Reichstag and the Pontneuf Bridge and he turned them into art installations, and people travelled from all over the world to come and see his art installations. I mean, why not do something as dramatic as that?
And your point is well made. And ironically, when the local authorities wrap the vacant units, what do they portray in the wrappings? Namely, another retail unit, retail unit which would hypothetically fail anyway. You know, it needs a fundamental change in thinking.
Right. You know, the Crumlin Road courthouse as well. That's a real eyesore too. You see, you don't want to have an eyesore where visitors and locals are going to look at it and be despondent. You want to give them an idea of what it could be or should be. And in the meantime, in the background, you have professionals and experts working to address the real issues, like how to attract people into the city centre and spend their money in different imaginative ways and not, you know, another clothes shop or another shoe shop or another bookshop that's not going to do
all right.
Business.
Heidi and Geoffrey.
We're at one on this.
Yes. See, it's all,
you know the Nolan Show always unites people, Geoffrey.
Oh,
thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Heidi.
You're very welcome.